Roundabout with Tony Barnfield.
Hello there. I'm joined by Catherine King, who has brought me to Oxford because of this survey she's doing of choral evensong. Is this part of your studies here, Catherine?
Yes, it is, absolutely. So I am a second year DPhil student, which is what doctoral studies are called here in Oxford, where I have a large research project looking at choral evensong, and this is just one element of it.
And was that your choice to do this?
Yes, absolutely. So I came here to study for a master's degree 2 years ago and found myself immersed in Magdalen College's music and just became fascinated with choral evensong. So I put forward a proposal to study why are people coming? Essentially, what's the point in choral evensong in the 21st century? And I was fortunate enough to have my proposal accepted and to get funding from the Arts and Humanities Research Council. So I'm now doing a large multi-methodology study, which involves interviews, participant observation, some psychology type experiments, and most recently this survey.
And you've had, I know, at least 1,000 people already respond to it.
The response has been absolutely remarkable. Extraordinarily, in the first week since the survey was launched, 1,000 people completed it, and I can see online a further 1,000 surveys are in progress.
Gosh.
So in addition to that, I have had lots of people write letters to me with personal accounts of their experiences of choral evensong. I've had requests for paper copies, which can also be downloaded from the website, which I'll give the details of later. And people have sent me poems they've written about choral evensong, songs, and very moving personal stories. It's astonishing, and I'm so privileged to have received such wonderful information.
And you said you got immersed in choral evensong here at Magdalen. We're in the chapel now.
Yes.
What was it that sort of engaged you to that great extent?
That's an excellent question. I think in a way, living here, it feels very much the warp and weft of what goes on in this college community. And at 10 to 6, one hears the bells start pealing to call us to prayer. And one can't help, or I certainly couldn't help, responding to that call and coming along. And never having experienced a setting like this and music like this on a daily basis before, it just became part of my daily routine. And then in conversations with other choral evensong goers, I realised what an important part of life it was for so many people, but apparently for so many different reasons. So I started to look around to see what research there was into what had been done about the role of evensong and how it moves people in the way that it seemed to me, on an anecdotal level, that it did. And what I found was very little systematic empirical research had been done. So that was my opportunity.
And I believe that the attendance for choral evensong is going up generally, where it's going down for matins or whatever other services in churches and cathedrals.
What we're seeing is a really mixed picture across the country. So cathedral attendance on weekdays is going up overall, but that isn't necessarily the case in all cathedrals. Choral evensong is consistently the best attended cathedral service now. It's been growing consistently every year. In the last 10 years, for which figures are available, so to 2017, there was a 37% increase in adult attendance. 18,000 people every day go to a choral evensong service. And that's just in cathedrals. People, of course, are going to greater churches. And some parish churches are singing choral evensong on Sundays. And many of the people that are writing to me are telling me how valuable that is for them as an experience of worship or of music or of something entirely different. So yes, that's exactly what we're seeing at the moment.
Well, we did a programme about 18 months ago, I think, when it was the 90th anniversary on the wireless.
Yes.
As it would have been in, what, October, I think it was, 1927.
Yes.
It's changed somewhat, though I was told by Andrew Netzinger, who's director of music in Cambridge at St John's, that it isn't choral evensong, that's a programme on the radio, and that it's evensong or sung evensong. Are there varieties of titles anymore?
Oh, you've opened a can of worms there. Well, of course, the service itself is called Evening Prayer. It's taken from the 1662 Book of Common Prayer and simply has the title Evening Prayer. The first version of the prayer book in 1549 had the title Choral Evensong, but that hasn't existed for 500 years. although, of course, cathedrals and college chapels have hung on to it because they know what they mean. Parish churches sometimes call what they offer Choral Evensong or Sung Evensong. There are Feastal Evensongs. My advice would be, if you're interested in going to an Evensong, just take a look at the cathedrals or the churches' websites or their music lists and go along and find out what's happening there.
And to go back to your survey project or whatever, how long is it going to go on for? Because obviously you're only here for a time.
Yes, yeah, so I'm presently in the second year of a three-year project. The survey itself is open until the 1st of June this year, so there's another few months to get responses in to me. And in parallel with that, I'm continuing with my interviews and the other elements of my research methodology. And then I shall be spending most of next year assimilating, analysing, integrating, and hopefully coming up with some really useful findings, which will be of practical as well as academic use, I hope.
What I'll have to do is try and invite you to Choral Evensong in a Cambridge chapel when you've done your survey and come and talk to us again.
I'd be absolutely delighted.
Meantime, if people want to go online to find your survey, or indeed I think they can ask for a printed copy.
Yes, absolutely. So you can access the survey online. The easiest way is perhaps through my website, which is katherinekingresearch.wordpress.com, or you can pick up a link on Twitter. KatherineKingKK is the Twitter handle, or you can write to me at Magdalen College, Oxford, OX14AU.
And the website address, because Katherine King is with a Y, so K-A-T-H-R-Y-N King.
That's right, katherinekingresearch.wordpress.com, and Katherine is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
And there's a lovely quote you've got on your website from John Rutter. Many people have written, but I like the way he said, "Choral music is not just one of life's thrills. It's something that goes to the very heart of our humanity, our sense of community, our souls."
It's certainly my experience. It's the experience of many people who have written to me. But what I'm really interested in is what everybody has experienced. And for some people, their encounters with Evensong have been very different and for very different reasons. So my message to anyone listening is, if you've ever been to Evensong and you've got a view about it, please fill in the survey. We'd love to have your views. Take part and let them be heard.
Well, Katherine, it's you who've organised this visit to Magdalen College, Oxford. Thank you very much indeed.
It's been a delight. Thank you.